episode 442, September 16th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and that's it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Rob and Joe show time. Joe, I got an email today. Die laughing in the subject matter.
Oh, was it to you or was it to Rob at Die Laughing?
Good question. It was to me. This is a comedian, local comedian, D.C. area, who I've met.
Okay.
Not going to name him. Nice guy. Just funny what he says, though. He says, yeah, I'm a comedian living in D.C. We met a few times at the Improv Open Mic a few months ago. I would very much like to be part of some of the stand-up and murder mystery shows you have going on. I have been doing comedy for 7 years, and this is the funny part, and improvising since I was seven.
I guess I've been improvising since birth.
Right? I know. Isn't that something? Like, you have to take a shit, you just do it.
Improvise. You write down, okay, 2 o'clock, I'm going to...
I can send clips of my stand-up and a comedy reel. I'll get back to you. But I like, what happened at seven that he just started improvising?
So, by the way, we get that a lot.
Yeah, we've gotten a few. Yeah.
We have a cast. It's hard to put somebody else in. If you're a girl, that helps.
Yeah, I want more than you to grow and have be able to have the flexibility to do more shows on the road with other people who somehow can just be funny, but also most of our cast is can't do their lives, can't really travel. I'm the only one that can.
But I will say this, we've talked about that, maybe franchising it and things like that. Okay. I mean, like I said, the reason our show is great is specifically not because we have these great scripts, although we have some nice, really what we need, it is as a vehicle for the people that we have that are really talented to do, you know, exactly what they can do. Like, for example, the last story you've written and you've made sure that Eric and Tommy are singing and there's dancing in it and the things that you know they're going to be exceptional at. Well, if you go give that to, you know, John Franklin from, you know, Boise, they're not going to be able to pull that off. You have to, and we've
but
also.
But I wouldn't give that to them. I'd write something for them.
We
or
also.
Something more universal.
We've also had several people do this show outside of our cast. And, you know, we've had some extremely funny people that were serviceable, but there's nobody that we've had that has done the show outside of our cast that I would say we got to make sure we find that guy more stage time. I haven't done it. We haven't. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, there's 1,000 people that could pull their show off, and it would be funny. So I don't think what we're asking to do exactly what these guys do. Yes, is hard, but to do something that's also funny, very possible.
All right.
Yeah. Like I think the idea, the concept, and how we put people in situations for it to work is the best thing about the show. Not
you'd have to travel to all these places in order to. Even the concept has to be laid out.
Yes,
and you're gonna have to have rehearsals and all kinds of stuff, right?
Oh yeah.
All right, get it done.
Well, we had to do all this to get to where we're at. We weren't this good.
Oh no! And, you're right. Yeah, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. It takes
a village.
Well, you know, we talk about, we have very, very funny people that we say, hey, can you fill in? And they have a difficult time.
Yes. And we've talked about that before, about how we need to do a better job of getting them up to speed.
But even when we have rehearsals, you know, and God, I can think of so many names. I can't say them out loud, but, you know, like this person, right? That person, right? They were horrible, right?
Yeah.
This girl person.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Kidding,
right?
That
right.
You said, but I'm sure it's right.
That person, right? And then this one. This is the one that surprised me the most. Whoops. Hold on. We'll get there. That's good radio. Hold on.
Yeah, great radio. Yeah.
That's the one that surprised me the most.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of those guys were good. But they weren't even average.
I think, but they haven't seen the show, so there's that. And you got to understand, I think the pressure of going, being the new person and not screwing up what's going really well is not inducive to necessarily putting on your best performance. So I feel like just because we have it down to a science, I think we're not realizing that it's harder than we think it is just to plop, put you right in and you just
you're right.
Hit the ground running.
Yeah, there's a couple people I think I thought Marianne was really good when she did the newly dead game the first time. I thought she was really good.
Yeah.
The next time whatever she did the second time, she was really good again. And then the girl that we have for Halloween, what's her name?
Yeah, Kristen Seville's down in VA Beach.
She's the best first timer we ever had.
And we're going to have her do some of our Halloween whodunit stuff, which is coming up in October.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Welcome to the show. Someone we will not have doing anything is Chris Restivo.
Hey, you know, that fucker owes me a t-shirt.
I know. Hey, good luck.
That wasn't me. He's the one that it wasn't a push. It was a pull, or however you say it. Meaning I didn't say you better give me a t-shirt that looks like the one you promised me. He said, I'll give it to you because I know I fucked up. He said he was going to do it. So,
you mean he's not a man of his word?
What's that been, a month?
Yes.
There's a month's gone by.
Well, it's been 3 months since you ordered.
Fucking loser.
Yeah.
So I was happened to be watching Superbad the other day.
Great movie.
Yeah. And of course, Mick Lovin, his character. And then a day or two later, Restivo posts on Facebook that he ran into some chick who kept calling him Mick Lovin.
Please.
And I said, we've all been calling you Mick Lovin Dick for years now.
Okay.
And then he says,
was this over?
I just posted it on his Facebook.
Got it.
And he goes, no, you haven't. Get that gay shit off my stage. He deletes the comment.
Right.
But I would like you, Robbie, to take one of his photos on his shirts and just name him Mick Lovin Dick, and we can make those shirts.
Yes. The way, that reminds me, I get to go back to Winchester in about 2 weeks and get my five-plated.
I thought you weren't going to be there.
Oh, you're right. I'm not. Yeah. Can you grab it for me?
Of course.
Thanks, man.
Five-plated coasters? Coasters?
No, it's not coasters. It's a, what would you call it? A piece of wall art, Robbie?
Oh, that's right.
It's a sign.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
We're going to put it in here. Actually, this is going to be Katie's office. You know, she resigned from Under Armour and she's starting a new job.
Well, that's going to help her get a lot of work done.
And I doubt she'll let me put that up in here.
Well, no, it has to go up.
Hold on. Hey, Katie!
Maybe we can get Katie's opinion on this piece of art that Restivo sent that we're about to play.
I don't know that I have headphones for you. Yeah, I have them. I have them somewhere.
Okay. I don't need them.
So, are you going to? He can stay in. Are you going to let me put up the five-plated clothing wall art that Robbie made up in here in the studio?
No.
What do you mean?
What?
Why not?
Come on.
Is it because it's your new office?
Yeah. Sure.
Is it because it's Under Armour's huge rival?
Because it's in my house and it's Chris Restivo thing.
It's really not. It's Robbie's.
I mean, no.
That makes it better.
I'm not going to sit here and
but
work
you get
from.
The, it's a joke.
I'm not going to work from home and look over and have five-plated clothing on the wall next to me.
Yeah, but we're on a text string where his name is mentioned hysterically all the time. We laugh about it all the time. You mentioned
it
too.
Hey, how's it going?
It's clearly irony. We can't have it up.
Can't you give it to him?
I'm not giving it to him. He owes me a t-shirt. He owes me a t-shirt that doesn't look like I'm a crossing guard.
So we have no headphones for Katie because then I can't use her for this bit. She can't hear the hilariousness.
We do. They're in my car.
It's fine.
They're Bluetooth.
All right. Well,
let me say one other thing while we have her here and then I'll let her go. So Remember a couple weeks ago, we were at a party, and I said to a friend of ours' uncle, oh, you come to all the 98 Rock events? He got all upset.
Yes.
And you go, well, I said, I'm never going to see that guy again.
And I said, I thought you would.
He was the very first.
That's what I said.
Yes, we were both right, Katie.
Yes. So that, I said he'll be at the next game.
Well, that's what's so weird. It's like, why is he so upset if he's going to come to everything?
Did you have eye contact with him?
I wouldn't say a word to him.
You have eye contact?
I did not make eye contact.
Well,
with him.
You should have. That was a power move on your part.
I saw him, and I was like, there's that fucking guy who's trying to deny
it. Let's reset this. So you saw this guy at a party you're at, and mm-hmm. a friend of yours said that this guy goes to all the Ravens events.
No. Here's what happened.
Okay.
I saw a guy who I see at every 98 Rock event.
Yes.
Now, the only 98 Rock events that I go to are the Ravens events, right? And I see him there every time. I didn't know, like, why else would you make sure you go to the 98 Rock broadcast every, there's tens of thousands of people at the Ravens game. There's
this
only
is
about
just one little nook.
It's one, maybe at the most, in and out in that section, 500 people go.
Right.
So you really have to make a point to go there. And I don't know why you wouldn't make a point to go there unless you knew me, knew Kirk, or were a fan of the show.
Or it's a routine. It's just what you've always done. And
no, because he comes up and talks to Kirk.
Okay, so he denied at this party that he goes to these things.
I went over there, and the first thing I said to our friend is, I go, hey, who's that dude right there? She goes, oh, that's my uncle. I go, that guy comes to every 98 Rock event, okay?
So then she went over.
She must have gone over to him and said, hey, I hear you go to all the 98 Rock events, and he apparently was embarrassed. So a little bit later when I was leaving, I thought he would want me to recognize him because obviously he's a big 98 Rock fan. And I went over to him and I go, hey, yeah, I see all the 98 Rock events. He goes, I don't go to all night. He got immediately got defensive and got upset.
Yeah.
So then I realized, oh, I've embarrassed him. And so I thought I'd never see him again because he's like, I don't want this guy to think that I go to all the 98 Rock events. Meanwhile, the very first opportunity he's got to come, he's standing right there, the exact same guy that he's always with, talking to Kirk like he does every single week. And I'm just sitting there not.
Again, I think he doesn't like you, and he doesn't want you to think that he likes you.
Well, point made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with
that. But anyway, the point is he was there.
All right. So Chris Restivo sends me and Eric from time to time, you know, his latest little impression bits he's done. He's recorded himself. And this one is one of his go-tos, Robert De Niro, reading like nursery rhymes or something, kids' stories.
Okay.
Which I said this to you, Joe, and he goes, that's not an original bit.
It's not.
And I go, well, it's Chris Restivo. The only original idea he's had was five-plated. It was never under Mace. It was an armadillo. So he can't do original. He should be stealing. He's not smart enough to do his own thing, okay?
Was the tennis ball sound an original?
Yes, I said that. That's his original stuff. So do you want original, or do you want him to steal from something that's been funny?
I don't know. When we had him on our show originally, and he was doing that tennis ball impression, we were laughing hysterically.
That's true. Okay. So, Robbie, do you have this to play?
I'm Robert De Niro, and I'm going to be reading some children's poems for you. I call this one Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Knees and Toes. Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Knees and Toes. And Eyes and Ears and Mouth and Nose. Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Knees and Toes. That's what I'm going to do when I cut those motherfuckers off of you. Here's another wonderful poem for you kids out there. This one's called I'm a Little Teapot. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here's my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. When I get mad, I get mad. Okay? And when I get all steamed up, I feel like breaking someone's legs. I'll break your legs. I will too. Anyway, that's it for Robert De Niro's children poetry or whatever the fuck you want to call this show. Thank you very much. And you keep reading out there in Storyland.
Good production value. Now, I said that I think it's pretty good for him. And Eric Weber said, I hate to admit it, he's getting better.
What?
So, I mean, are you two just hating on Chris Restivo? Because the look on your faces is not positive.
Yes, I'm hating on Chris Restivo. And yes, that was horrible.
Well, you got to remember, I'm expecting it to be awful. So I'm really a good audience because if it's even remotely good.
Okay.
Like the Gramps, when he did the Gramps.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, okay, that's not bad, right? You thought that was funny?
I thought for him, I mean, I couldn't do that.
Hedgehog Season 2 is a song, not a nursery rhyme.
Well, this is on a Restivo curve.
I don't know.
You're
man.
Telling me you go up to a stranger in the street, they're going to be better than that.
No.
Well,
yeah, but hold on. I hate that argument. It's like when.
Well, that would be awful. Awful would mean.
No, I understand what you're saying, but hear me out. That's not how you know, I just heard, I can't remember who it was, a football player, people were booing him, and they go, hey, come try out for the team, see if you can do better.
And
it makes me crazy. No, they're not professional football players. He's attempting to be a professional comedian. So look, that's not even, that's a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I'm like almost speechless. I think it's horrible.
It's one of the best things he's ever done.
No, the Gramps thing was like a 6.
He did a voice he's done a million times and just read something that everyone's heard before.
Here's the other thing he did.
Genius.
Here's the other thing he did. Usually what he does is he does the Goodfellas Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Okay. So when he's talking about cutting off people's kneecaps and so forth, he needs to be doing that De Niro, but now he's doing the old man from the roast De Niro. He actually sounds like
he's evolving. He didn't know there was no gay bashing. This is a very mature effort for Chris Restivo.
But that's not, but then the jokes are still in the old narrative. You follow what I'm saying?
What's the joke?
The joke is that it's funny that a gangster is reading nursery rhymes because obviously there's an idea.
Like Morgan Freeman reading that Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Is that Morgan Freeman? I thought it was Samuel Jackson.
Okay. Well,
either way, but yeah, that's when he said that, I go, well, that's really the first thing I was thinking of. That's
but like
not,
he also read it word for word. He didn't even make it anything interesting.
Well, at the end, he
artistic
said the thing about
choices.
He said the thing about, you know, cutting the kneecaps off or whatever. And again, that's the gangster, which, by the way, he does that voice.
Yeah.
Now, that impersonation, could you do that? Well, no, you couldn't do the impersonation that well, but you could do something that sounded nothing like Robert De Niro and be funnier than
Of course.
Doing Robert De Niro, pretending you're Robert De Niro.
But I'm an amazing comedian. Well, Robbie Robinson, you hated it as well?
Yeah, it's shit.
So Eric and I are just on an island here, Eric. You and I again.
Yeah, but Eric, you know.
Look, he's our soft spot.
He inflates
everyone.
We
root for him.
But let me ask Robbie about this. What about the Gramps thing, Robbie? Because a lot of times, let me just say this. Like, Quality Time is Eric's podcast, which I love, right? But Jeremy Woodworth is on it, and Robbie thinks that Jeremy Woodworth is so unfunny that he can't.
No. I don't think that Jeremy's unfunny. I think that Jeremy, every time he opens his mouth, he derails the show. He derails the momentum of the show.
Okay, either way. So if Jeremy did something that was really funny, it would still be difficult because Robbie already has this thing in his mindset about what Jeremy does, right? So I think about Chris Restivo the same way. And a lot of our listeners are the same way.
No, I'm sure everyone hates it because they hate him. And you know what? I'm not going to defend him. So.
If he did something funny, I would say he did something funny. I'm not trying.
Maybe you're not getting the things that he sends me. So I'm comparing that to all the other stuff he sends me.
Oh, I see.
So I'm getting the volume.
It's a numbers game.
So trust me, the things I've gotten, this is pretty good. Okay.
I don't want to be too critical of it because he owes me a T-shirt.
That's true.
And I'm never going to get that if I just shit all over his comedy. So I give it a 5 out of 10.
All right. Did we take a break yet? I can't remember.
Let's take it now.
Let's take it now. Be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon. Yes. And I will say this. What is it? $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes,
you
right?
Get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And how, yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
Welcome back, everybody. And again, yeah, please. Patrons, get on it. Be go to our Patreon. That's a good ad. Well done, Robbie.
By the way, people should be supporting us. Like, here's the thing. Dan K. Charnley, who's a friend of ours.
Yes.
I give him $5 a month for his Patreon.
Oh, I guess I should be doing that.
Hey,
then.
He doesn't put out any content. And I just give it to him.
Worth it.
Just because I like to support our friends. So, yeah, support us. Come on.
Would you support Restivo's Patreon to not put out any content if he promised to not put out any content?
He put out no content.
Yes, but because of this.
$5 a month.
For no content.
Easy. Yes, yeah. Of course I would.
You'd probably be doing God's work.
I'd probably put in more.
How much would you pay Restivo to send you half the stuff that he sends you?
I don't mind it because it's bad. It's fine with me. It's just something to – I mean, a lot of the times it's just – sometimes his phone is he always calls me on Facebook because I didn't give him my phone number, unlike Joe, who did. So he leaves me a lot of these voicemails that are incoherent. Sometimes he's drunk and he's crying about something, or he's mad at somebody, or it's entertaining. The Vikings lose; it's going to be just a debacle, which happened this week.
Yeah,
don't you find it interesting that when he's upset or drunk or something, he calls you? I mean, you guys don't hang out.
He called.
I think we're pretty close, Kate.
Yeah, we're close. He called me. He called me and said, "Hey, Joe, it's Chris. Give me a ring." And I never did anything with it.
Joe, so, a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, I got past that part though.
So I saw you in a little Twitter discussion today. I didn't weigh in because I thought it'd be interesting to talk about on the show.
Katie's not going to like this.
Yeah, it was one of those. They had a picture of four fast food. Fast casual restaurants. I believe they're Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Panera, and Five Guys.
Yep. And it said eliminate one.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know which one you'd eliminate.
And the person who posted this or had shared it was like, well, there's clearly an obvious one you eliminate. And then you said something to the effect, it's like, what's your favorite ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and feces? So you're comparing one of these. That being Panera,
really
feces.
More that it's just obvious that that's the one you would get rid of.
Well, that's interesting because you don't eat at Chipotle ever.
Well, here's the deal. By the way, I love Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I don't ever remember wanting it over something else that we had to choose from. But when you say let's go to Panera, it's always like okay, right? I don't love Panera.
I like Panera. Now, I would get rid of Five Guys actually. Because all you can get there is a burger.
Yeah, but it's the burger.
Have you ever eaten at Five Guys?
You're telling me you get other things than a burger?
I'm asking if you've ever eaten at Five Guys.
Yeah, 50 times.
You have? And you get rid of it?
Do you love
the
burger?
No, I don't want to get rid of it. But if I have to out of these four, that's the one.
But then where are you going to get your burger?
I can make a burger.
You're not going to make a burger that tastes like Five Guys. One time Robbie told me that he could make a steak that tastes like the Capitol Grill.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean... You can't make a burger that tastes like Five Guys.
Look, at Panera, I can get 50 things I like. At Five Guys, I get two things, burger and fries.
Yeah, but sometimes...
You don't like breakfast? You don't like coffee? You don't like dessert?
Those aren't your only four choices forever. You're not stuck with only those
four. You're not just eating at Five Guys. It just doesn't exist anymore, so you can't have a Five Guys burger. I don't need a fucking shrimp roll or a bagel or whatever. I can go get coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. There's nothing that Panera does that I say, oh, I got to have that.
No, but it brings. Well, I don't feel like I have to have a Five Guys burger.
If we go to say we're going to get a burger, we're going to Five Guys.
Yeah, I'm going to Five Guys for a burger.
And the thing about Panera is what is the one thing that Panera has that says okay, well that's what really makes that place great.
It doesn't, but it
no,
it's,
there is
the
something
variety.
Oh,
What is it?
I think it's not healthier. The food. I think it's healthier.
It's not the food. It's the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is really good. Panera's, that's what makes Panera great, the Wi-Fi.
No, I don't think so. I think it consistently has salads that you know are good
not
or some type
salad.
Of a healthier option. It's a light fare. Like, I like that it's not.
You like Panera.
She does.
She likes it.
Joe thinks it's feces.
Every time we go, well, compared to the others.
But I also would have a very hard time choosing one to eliminate.
Okay, so every time we go to Panera, what do I... Oh, by the way, I got to tell you a story at Panera. So we're at Panera, and there's a girl in line in front of us, and she's wearing shorts, and her ass cheeks are hanging out of the bottom of this. Do you remember? Right?
Team Panera.
Right.
Yeah.
And so...
You don't get that at Five Guys.
So then I'm like, look at this fucking girl up right here, right in front of us, right?
I can't read what you're writing.
So that's what I wrote. So next thing you know,
okay,
about 30 seconds later... our mutual friend's son comes up to me and goes, hey, man, what's going on? And I go, hey, how you doing? He goes, oh, this is my girlfriend. It was his girlfriend. I was like, nicely done.
Well done. So you're saying you're eliminating Panera easily.
Yeah, but one more thing. Every time we go to Panera, what do I get?
Bagel.
I go to the breakfast thing and I get a bagel.
Yeah, I love all those things.
Yeah, but you get a bagel. Again, you can get a bagel anywhere.
I think you're overrating the Five Guys burger as something that I can't get at 10 other places.
No, you
can't. No, you can't. I actually disagree.
Red Robin?
No.
Oh, my
no.
God.
No.
I'll go to Red Robin before Five
Guys. No, you're in the vast minority.
They have a whole restaurant based on burgers.
Put up a poll. I bet you lose miserably.
Yeah, you'll get your ass kicked.
You'll get destroyed if you say...
What's better, a Five Guys burger or Red Robin?
Put your top five burger places and they lose to Five Guys every time.
Yeah,
Shake Shack is the closest.
Yeah, it's the closest you're going to get.
I like Shake Shack a lot.
Destroys.
I prefer Shake
It does
Shack.
Not. I don't think
well,
anything.
Well, it doesn't destroy Robbie, no. But we're putting it in the conversation. Rob has Red Robin. It's like, going, I don't know, I really like a Big Mac. I mean, they're not really even apples to apples.
Really? A Big Mac is the same as Red Robin?
That's right.
Okay. You know what? Totino's Pizza is the same as a friggin' Italian restaurant. Okay. Well, now you're just being silly.
Well, Red Robin isn't like a fine establishment.
Hey, the difference... Neither is none of these are. That's
no,
the
but,
whole point.
But, okay.
The difference between a Five Guys burger and a Red Robin burger is equal to the delta between a Red Robin burger and a Big Mac.
Yeah, I don't agree.
I
with
do
that.
Agree.
No. First of all, there's 50 burgers at Red Robin.
I mean,
so
I don't think
which
Red Robin. I've never heard somebody say Red Robin's their favorite burger.
Never.
I've never
even
eaten
a fried egg on my burger. I don't need that.
Oh, that's good.
It's not as good as a double cheeseburger from Five Guys.
I think there's little hipstery places that might serve a good artesian burger or whatever, but if you just want a cheeseburger, a bacon cheeseburger, you go to Five Guys. And if there's no Five Guys, you go to Shake Shack.
You know what I do after I eat at Five Guys?
You feel like shit.
I have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Because there's so much fucking grease in that. Because it's so fucking delicious.
You're not making your point
but
here.
That's why I prefer not to eat Five Guys, because it's very greasy.
But you understand what I'm saying? That's nothing to do with it. You might say, I've got to get rid of it because of what it does to my body. But obviously, all that grease they put in there, it is an elite burger, a Five Guys burger.
It's very unhealthy.
Don't you ever
what makes it taste good?
See all the magazine articles on their walls saying how great they are? Yeah. Don't you ever see those?
Well, which one are you getting rid of, Robbie?
Well, the only
Robbie
one
loves Chipotle. He
the only
loves
one
it.
I really like is Chipotle, and I wouldn't get rid of Chick-fil-A only because you guys would be mad at me if.
Thanks, man.
But I would probably get rid of Panera too because I just never want to eat there. I would, but I never want to.
I get rid of Chipotle.
No way.
Chipotle would be my second choice.
And I have Five Guys in my neighborhood. I have Bobby's Burger Palace. I have Firebirds. And I have Red Robin. My last choice, Red Robin probably be my last choice. Five Guys, I like their fries. But I would eat Firebirds or Bobby's Burger Palace over that.
Bobby's Burger Palace is anywhere near Five Guys.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation. I do feel like... I'm in the Twilight.
No, Valley. Any nice restaurant has a better burger than Five Guys.
No, they don't.
Yes,
they
don't.
No, they don't.
Have you guys ever had BGR?
I disagree with you more.
BGR is really good.
Oh, I haven't had
it. BGR is fantastic. Yeah.
Hey, okay. Maybe it is. We're not. This is a conversation about the best burger, right? I haven't had it. Maybe it is better.
I think you guys like Five Guys more than the average person.
No, I think most people think Five Guys is...
about that, Rob. Five Guys is one of the most popular one or two burger places around.
Yeah, if you go
for a non sit down restaurant burger,
agreed.
Well, where do you sit down? Like, if I went to the, what's a sit down restaurant that their burger's going to be better? Applebee's? You sit down there.
I Googled what's the best cheese, who makes the best cheeseburger? Number one is Five Guys.
What source?
What's Thrillist.
The source? They're never wrong.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Michael Jackson list?
Yes. We can't talk about, we have to edit that out. Someone will be upset.
But here's the thing. So you're right. Chipotle would be my second choice to get rid of. I don't like cilantro, so it's always stressful for me to eat there because it's too much work.
Right? I haven't ate at Chipotle in a while, but I like Chipotle.
But number one is Chick-fil-A. It's staying over any of them.
Well, that's the one I eat at the most.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm looking at the question like I'm going to go to Panera for more things.
Like what, a lobster? You know they have a lobster roll there? It costs like $20.
No, but they have pastry, breakfast pastries, bagels, coffees, smoothies, sandwiches, salads.
One time, Katie and I were at a party.
All things I like. Yeah.
And we met, she was an executive at Panera, and she was like responsible for like opening, menu development.
I thought she was.
Is that what she was?
For like opening new stores or something.
Maybe that is what it was. I thought she had something to do with the lobster roll.
I'm
not a lobster roll guy.
Well, I mean, who goes to Panera and spends $20 on their meal alone?
That's just stupid.
Spends $30 there? I'm not doing that.
No, I've made my decision over the course of this conversation, and it's easily Chipotle.
So Chipotle's that would be my second to go.
So you're telling me that of all the restaurants in the world that don't have a server, you're going to Five Guys?
Oh, no, don't have a server. I'm going
You're
to
sitting down. You're not. Yeah, there's no drive-through. So you're going in and you're sitting down, but there's no server.
Well, what's kind of cool about Five Guys is you can eat those peanuts and just drop them on the floor.
Yeah.
But I also love that the best customer service in the world is at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
True. Have you ever finished your fries at Five Guys?
What? Yes.
I'm not.
They give you so many.
You got to get the little fry.
But even then, they overflow it. I love it. But it's just, I feel like if you're homeless, that's where you should hang out, right in front of Five Guys.
Melton gave us an inside scoop that you should ask for the Cajun seasoning with the French fries, and it is a game changer.
He's a large guy. He would know things.
Katie and I go, and to be honest with you, I don't eat like four or five fries. Katie likes the fries.
I like the fries.
I like the burgers. You know, have you ever done this? When we were on our keto, we'd go to Five Guys and we get it. You get it wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
So you take it was a cheeseburger. They wrapped it in lettuce and I used to get two.
Michael Chamberlain would hate that because he's big on buns.
That's right. You know, I'm a big fan of the Fuddruckers too, which I have around here.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever had that, or if it have, it's been 20 years.
Yeah, I am not a big Fuddruckers fan either.
So, in closing, any restaurant in the world, you're going to put the Five Guys burger up against it?
I'm sure there's somebody on Chopped that makes a better burger.
How about any chain? I think any chain in the world. Okay, I think it goes up to. I think it goes up against Five
Guys. But Rob is so. But still. Here's why. If a restaurant is a restaurant where you'll have a burger, okay?
Yeah.
It's probably not a great restaurant, right? It's probably Applebee's or fucking, TGI Fridays or whatever. If a restaurant is higher in caliber.
I don't think they have better burgers than Five Guys.
Okay. So now you're going up in caliber of restaurant. Well, you can't go to the Capitol Grill and get a hamburger. You can't go to Ruth Chris and get a hamburger.
You can't if you go for lunch.
You can't go to Morton's and get a hamburger. You can't get
those
things.
But that kind of speaks to what I'm saying, too. Like, I can get a better tasting burger at a fast casual restaurant. Like, I can just go grab a quick burger and be done. I don't have to sit down, get a menu, order. You know, I just want a burger. That's where I'm going.
But
that's a fair
point. But Rob is saying that. If you had a sit-down restaurant, gourmet restaurant, the burger is going to be better. I'm saying, give me an example of where that is.
Firebirds, the Durango burger cannot be beat.
Okay. What? But again, I've never had that, so maybe you're right. I have to, but Rob doesn't know about.
I've ate at Firebirds. I've never had the burger. They do have good food, but I can't.
What's in a Durango burger, Robbie?
It's chili rub is inside the meat, and everything's done on the wood fire grill. And they have the fried crispy onions on the top. I know you don't like onions.
Do you shit your pants afterwards?
No, I do not.
Then no. Then I know it's not as good.
So, like, I get it, right? Your opinion is that it's your favorite burger. But to say it can't be beat is ridiculous. I mean, it's probably never won any type of award. I mean, Five Guys is consistently winning best burger awards constantly.
But we were specifically addressing the offerings at a sit-down restaurant.
But by the way, all these other places like BGR and what's Shake Shack?
Yes.
I love all their burgers just like I love Five Guys. Which one would I go to? Whichever's closest. I wouldn't make any extra effort to go to Five Guys if Shake Shack was
right.
I'm actually sad for you that you feel that way. Because the way I feel about Five Guys is if I'm craving a burger, there's no question I'm going to
we're going
this
to Five
place.
Guys. Yeah. Matter of fact, right now, after this show, I'd like to go to Five Guys.
I would also like to go to Five Guys.
All right.
Yeah, I eat at Five Guys if it's my last resort for a hamburger.
Wow, that's a really
last resort.
I mean, what?
Now, hold on, God, Robbie's hyperbole king as usual. So, Robbie, you'd rather get that fucking organic Whopper or whatever?
Impossible burger.
No. But I'd never eat at Burger King. That makes me sick to my stomach.
Okay, so then that would be the last place you would eat.
Well, no. Well, I would not eat that. I'm saying if I'm going to get a burger, I will go to Five Guys, but it's the last burger I'm going to pick.
What about McDonald's? Wendy's? Yeah. What about Wendy's?
Wendy's, I haven't eaten Wendy's in a long time. And yeah, for quick drive through, McDonald's is fine, but I'm not going to.
I think Wendy's has a better burger than McDonald's.
I'm not understanding what Robbie's saying. He's going to the last burger that he would eat.
Yeah.
Of a place he would go.
Specifically go for, because I'm not going to McDonald's for the hamburger. Yeah. I'm going to McDonald's because it's convenient and I can just whip through the drive through. If I'm going specifically to go to get a burger, I like Five Guys, but it's like my last choice.
Let me say one other thing about McDonald's.
Well, then it's not even if it's your last choice, it's not even a choice. It's just like Burger King. If it's your last choice, there's only
of
a
last
choice.
Places he would consider
I would
going.
Actually, eat the burger is what I'm.
Yes,
saying.
I got you. That's nice of you. I will. We were just talking about this the other day. So some people like waffle fries. Some people like big wedge cut potato fries. Yeah. Some people, you know, like we just talked about the Five Guys fries,
Checkers seasoned fries,
McDonald fries. They're the best.
I actually
perfected it.
I had some McDonald's fries the other day, and they hold up.
They perfected the fry.
Yeah. Especially when they're really hot and super salty.
Yeah.
I think that they're the best fries.
I like when you're looking at them, you can see the salt just sitting on the whatever animal fat they've rendered it
when
in or whatever.
They're so hot, it hurts your fingers.
Yeah.
You're making your perfect meal from all these restaurants, you're having McDonald's fries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Five Guys burger.
Yes.
Do you want a, what else? Is there a shake or something?
I get a milkshake from Shake Shack.
Never had their milkshakes. I'm sure they're delicious.
I got a Chick-fil-A for my milkshake.
Oh, you know what? Chick-fil-A milkshake.
What about Dairy Queen Blizzard?
No. Blizzard cookies and cream, Chick-fil-A milkshake, no cherry.
At Chick-fil-A, that would be the best. But if we're going to get a drink, a fountain drink.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Katie and I are going to disagree.
Wait, there's a difference in fountain drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So she likes the McDonald's Diet Coke.
McDonald's fountain sodas are elite.
Is it colder?
It's just, I don't know what it is, even though the ice I hate.
That's what I was going to say.
It's the right mix of
the
carbonation.
The actual fountain drink itself is amazing.
They know what they're doing. They probably buy, I'll bet you the McDonald's is the biggest Coca-Cola purchaser in the world,
probably,
right? I would imagine,
yeah.
Right? However, Chick-fil-A, they have the hospital ice. And that makes a huge difference. You know what hospital ice is?
The crushed
soft
ice?
It's soft and it's round. So it is crushed, but also soft and round. I do love a McDonald's fountain drink too, but man, if they could somehow get that ice.
You have a specific ice that you're.
If they could get the Chick-fil-A ice into the McDonald's, however they combine the carbonated soda plus whatever syrup they're sticking in there, if they could do that.
Well, I have a friend who owns a couple Chick-fil-A's.
Really?
So I can.
Do I know this person?
I don't believe so.
How do you know somebody that I don't?
They don't live here. They live somewhere else. In Virginia Beach, actually.
Is he or she rich?
I imagine he does well. But you know what he told me? This is ties to McDonald's. Or maybe he didn't tell me this, if this is too inside.
You imagined it.
No. But you remember when that woman sued McDonald's because their coffee was too hot?
Oh, yeah. I heard that. I actually saw a documentary on that.
So he said that he recently had somebody say that about their coffee, and then there's a thing that they do, and they take the temperature, and he files it away, and it turns out, you know, it was fine. But he said that McDonald's would purposely make it too hot because it makes the aroma flow through the store more, and that the coffee was too hot. She did spill it. she called to say, hey, I think your coffee's too hot. And they were shitty to her.
Yeah.
And so then she says, well, fuck you. I'll sue.
Well, yeah, she wasn't
looking to sue.
No, but her burns were.
Yeah, they were severe.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'm going to go through the whole thing, but there's a long story about, you know, everybody's like, oh, this lady sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot. No, she was put through hell.
She was in the right. They were in the wrong. And I'm sure they could handle that lawsuit just fine financially.
Yes. So, I bet she, her lawyer probably. Their lawyer probably cost more.
Yeah,
the McDonald's lawyer.
Yeah.
So, I just read an article why McDonald's Coke tastes better.
Okay.
And it turns out that it's because of their filtration system. It's made in house. Temperature, they always keep it just above freezing, and the larger straw.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
The straw makes a difference.
You know, that's a good point. I like Panera straws better.
What?
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what their straws are like.
Dude, if somebody gives me a fucking paper straw.
Ugh.
Listen, I'll just drink out of the cup. You don't need to. Yeah, I'm not demanding a straw. I don't want my straw to fucking. I don't want to drink through a fucking loose leaf notebook paper.
I just work with Ryan Connor, a friend of ours too, and he said he has this buddy that his wife is super like about the straws, and they have to bring straws everywhere they go. This metal straw they carry with them.
Oh man, a metal straw sucks. Actually, I have an on-air confession to make. Katie's going to get mad. It's been a while. So, we had these, what are they, silicone straws or whatever that she bought. And I chew on the end of the straw, and it basically worked through the integrity of it.
Yeah.
Like, I never tried to chew it hard enough for it to actually, you know, tear or rip or anything. But eventually it did after, and now... It got all jagged, and then I couldn't stop chewing on it, and I just ended up throwing it away.
Why wouldn't you just order another one then, since I spent money on that?
I just happened. So that straw's gone, and I'll have to get us new straws. But I chewed through.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
I chewed through.
The marriage is over.
I chewed through one of the silicone straws, but I'll get us a couple more, all right? My treat.
You're married to an animal.
Sounds good.
You're lucky lady. Thank you, guys. Hope you enjoyed. We're going to try to put out two this week. And if we didn't, I shouldn't have said that. Yes.
Well, when pressure's this one comes out, it means that whatever, doesn't matter.
All right, later.
Later.
Let's go to Five Guys.
Yummy. Third best burger.
All right.
Later, guys.
Oscar? You want Five Guys, Oscar?
I'm Oscar.
My sweet dog.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.